All right, that is Planet Rock by Africa Bombada. There we go. Okay, so back down to business because these are short. Michael is here with me.
Hi, everyone.
All right, and we are going to talk about casing. So casing is a big part of your day, but if you are new to the post office, you might spend a little bit of time in the academy learning how to case. But if you don't have me as academy instructor, you may not get really good instruction on the physical technique of casing. And even then, once you leave the academy, you could go 6 months before you case again.
But again, just how to do it is in the M41.
Yeah, there is technique in the M41. But what I want to focus on is you get that armload of flats or armload of letters. And in the M41 and in the Academy slides, it says that you want to have 2 inches of letters in your hand or 6 inches of flats. To me, 6 inches of flats, definitely too many. How do you feel about it? Like, that's a big stack.
That is extremely heavy because, you know, anybody who knows, if you get a library or whatever and you got 6 inches of books, you know it's freaking heavy.
Okay? Yeah, that is really heavy.
But there is a rule where that if it's too heavy for you and it's starting to hurt your arm, that you can change to how you're going to do it.
Right. Okay? You're not going to abide by that rule at the risk of your own injury.
That, by the way, that is not a standard. That, you know, everybody says it's a standard, but that is actually a suggestion.
What, the 6 inches?
Yeah, the 6 inches, okay. They're all suggestions. They always say it's an office standard and you have to do it this way. Because the reason for it is because you cannot get in trouble for doing what you're supposed to do at your pace.
Yeah, there you go. Right, I've heard of supervisors going around with tape measures and making sure that you have 6 inches of flats in your arm.
Cannot do that.
Right. The time-wasting practice that they're trying to avoid is you going down to the ledge again and again and again to get more mail instead of having it right there in your arm. But the part that I want to talk about is orienting the flat or the letter.
Yes.
So what you want to do, go ahead.
That's usually where the pyramids thing that we talk about is you should do that first. The biggest male to go in.
Oh, yeah, first. Yeah, right. So it now the way we do vertical flat casing system is you want to put the big stuff in first. So you want to case your flats first, and you want to case your biggest flats first if you have any control over it. Because once the flats are in, those are going to be the hardest things to put into the cells. And then once those are in, you can slide the letters in very easily after that, or your smaller flats.
And then after that, obviously, the spurs.
Yeah, okay. The spurs you would do last.
Certifieds.
Right. Yeah, any of that stuff
can happen after. Yeah, you want the trackable item in front so that you'll see the trackable
item. That's exactly right. So let's talk about, first let me go over the physical technique for having the mail in your hand. So if you are doing a nonlinear mail, like the flats that come in a bucket, they're going to be in no particular order. They're all going to be face up, but they're not going to be oriented the same way. So you're going to have those on your left arm, and when you pull the piece out with your right hand, the first thing you want to do is get that piece of mail oriented so that the address is upright. Then once the address is oriented upright, you know, you're going to be holding it in your hand facing you, and then it just goes directly into the case in that direction. You don't twist it, you don't turn it. Once that address is oriented, it should just go directly in. And so if you're casing it vertically, like into a single slot, that address is going to wind up facing to the left because that's the way it's already in your hand. So when your hand goes to put it in, it's automatically going to be facing that way. If it's going into a large cell, like for a cluster box or a bank of boxes, you're just going to put it in face up.
And I know there's 10% of people who are left-handed. And,
and
you'll have that problem because most cases are built to have
right-handed. Oh, it's all set up to be right-handed. Out on the street, you deliver whatever way you want. So, out on the street, I deliver left-handed on the street.
Yeah, so for anybody who's left-handed, you still takes how long it takes for you to put that up.
Yeah, and I've seen two different ways. Some people do it left-handed and just twist in a weird way to get it to go in the correct way, or they just learn to case right-handed, and you're just going to have to figure it out. So when I teach in the academy, I always told people, look, just try it right-handed. If you can make it work right-handed, it's going to be way easier on you, and then you could deliver left-handed. And I like that because it also breaks up some of the strain on your body so that your one shoulder doesn't take all the burden. So once that mail is in, then we do, Mike, do you do oh shit, we're already at 5 minutes. Okay, so some other time maybe we'll talk about pyramiding.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, that'll do for now. Thanks for listening to the Postal Stand-Up.